This is Kat from Dining at Disney, and I'm here with Kristen, who's going to tell us how to save a huge amount of money on a Disney resort hotel stay. Kristen, tell us everything.
Well, if you are looking to experience the last of the 50th anniversary celebration, you can save up to $400 on a four-night, four-day Disney room and ticket package. This is going to be for most nights, December 11th through December 25th. And then in 2023, most Sunday through Thursday nights, January 2nd through February 28th. And most nights, March 1st through March 30th.
Cool. And how can people book these vacations?
They can contact me at themeparksandcruises@gmail.com.
Hey, gang. Producer Al John here. Don't forget, Dining at Disney podcast uses the Shure MV7 podcast microphone and the cool accessories that come with. Be sure to check out all the cool stuff they have for content creators and podcasters, musicians, and of course, you work from home folks. Their MV7 podcast microphone kit available at Shure.com, Shure.com. Also, Gator Framework Studio, they have all kinds of gear and accessories for podcasters, content creators, and musicians. Check them out. They've got lighting, AV equipment, desks, stands, and more. Check it out at GatorFrameworks.com.
From the Gator Framework Studio in Music City, it's the Dining at Disney podcast.
Another thing about good food, it brings folks together from all walks of life.
You'll discover all the best restaurants and food as you hungrily explore the Disney parks.
Let's do this thing!
The Dining at Disney podcast with your hosts, Kristen Hetzel, Bubba Alvarez, and Kat R. Corey.
Welcome to the Dining at Disney podcast. I am Kristen, Disney park enthusiast, foodie, and travel expert.
I'm Al John Goh. I am co-host here and running the helm, big Star Wars, Marvel, Disney, and pop culture fan, joined by...
I am Kat, producer, film historian, former Mount Rosemary Teen Princess 1995. Welcome to the show. If you haven't already, please make sure to like, subscribe, and click that notification bell.
I'm not ready.
Nope, not today. It's all good.
Not ready. Oh, for heaven's sake. There it is. I thought I had it on this page, and
it was close.
Have a sound effect on the page. Okay, sorry.
It was close. It was close.
Today, we're going to be talking about a little bit of Disney news, as well as new menu items to enjoy at Animal Kingdom.
I love
yes.
it. Yes. I love
it's it. The what's cooking.
What? Wait, wait. What's cooking? Oh, cheesy sound effects are my forte.
Worked.
But I have the proper page up.
Okay. So our first news story we have is that Disney Cruise Line has revealed itineraries for 2024.
Ooh, I love this time of year.
So it includes the Caribbean, Mexico, and the Bahamas. Those will be available. The cruises are going to be sailing out of Florida, Texas, Louisiana, and California. So if you're in Galveston, you're going to be good to go.
Is it bad of me that I think of the last episode of Handmaid's Tale where she gets, oh, I don't want to spoil it, but you hear Kokomo by the Beach Boys in the background?
That's weird.
It is weird. Yes. Sorry.
I don't watch that show. That's one of the ones I don't watch.
Oh, that's all right, because we'll watch it for you.
Okay.
It's good. The season's good.
So sounds good to me.
Anyway.
The Disney Dream is going to have 3, 4, and 5 night sailings. The newest ship, Disney Wish, is going to have 3 and 4 night trips out of Port Canaveral. The Disney Fantasy out of Port Canaveral will have 7 night voyages. So that's going to be your Eastern and Western Caribbean. Mm-hmm. And Disney Magic is going to have 4 to 6 night cruises through the end of January. And then it's going to have 4 to 7 night Western Caribbean in March and April.
Nice.
Cool.
In New Orleans, Disney Magic is going to be there starting in February of 2024 for 4, 5, and 7-night cruises. And if you want to sail out of San Diego, the Disney Wanderer will return in March of 2024 with 3 to 7-night trips to Mexico. One is going to include the Baja Peninsula.
Ooh, nice.
Yes. So these will be available for booking starting December 15th.
I can't wait. I mean, so many people are looking forward to cruising. And of course, if you're interested in cruising, just hit up Kristen. She'll give you the skinny and save you money.
I can't wait till we can take the kids on the Disney Wish.
Oh, I can't wait. It'll be so much fun.
Yes. So, okay.
Yeah.
So now, where are we at?
Are we?
Oh, I have some D23 news.
Yes, D23.
Yeah. D23 has a lot of events happening next year. I love to see that this email is back that has all of my D23 events in it. This email has been a long forgotten of the past email, but it's back and I'm so excited. The first thing is Destination D23 is coming back to the Magic Kingdom, Disney's Contemporary Resort, September 8th through the 10th, 2023, to celebrate 100 years of the Walt Disney Company. They're going to do some announcements, some sneak peeks. It's basically a mini D23 Expo on the East Coast. I've done that one a couple times. It's really fun. It's super cool to be at the Contemporary, right, with a view of the Magic Kingdom, getting all the skinny on the new rides and attractions that might be coming.
Yeah.
The official Walt Disney Studios tour will be coming back in 2023. It's wonderful, in Burbank, California, just around the corner from yours truly. So you can see the studio and see some of the archives, which is super cool. Those are reserved for D23 members only. Milestone anniversaries next year. Finding Nemo is 28th anniversary. Mulan, the 25th anniversary. And one of my favorites, Who Framed Roger Rabbit, is celebrating their 35th anniversary.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Yes. So they'll be doing screenings of all those lovely films. And then, of course, this year they brought back the Halloween event, and they'll be doing that again in 2023 with showings of Hocus Pocus, Tim Burton's Nightmare Before Christmas, and Halloween Town, all celebrating milestone anniversaries.
Wow. I feel old.
Old. It's hard to believe that The Nightmare Before Christmas is 30. It's going to be 30 years old.
We should get Dave back on the show to promote his new book that's coming out next year about the behind the scenes nightmare.
Yes.
Because
he
got to talk to Tim and he got to talk to Danny Elfman about the behind the scenes of, and we've talked to a lot of the animators behind the stop motion animators. And it's just such an incredible film. And yes, to me, it still can't be touched. Coraline comes close, but nothing can touch A Nightmare Before Christmas. So
it's wonderful. It's wonderful. Best.
So good.
Walt's Marceline tours in Missouri will be available next year starting in June. D23 nights with Disney Theatrical. Those are always fan favorites. They're going to be partnering with The Lion King, Disney's Frozen, and Disney's Hercules, which will be premiering in New Jersey at the Paper Mill Playhouse. Nice. So those are fun. And then signature events, which are my favorite ones. They will do Mickey's of Glendale will have shopping events, and Light Up the Season, which is this coming weekend as we're recording, is coming back again next year for the holidays. And the archives tour for 100 years of wonder, gold members will get previews of that traveling exhibition, I think in most locations. So if you have the Disney 100 coming to a museum near you and you're a gold member who doesn't live in California or Florida, be sure to pay attention to your D23 emails. There may be a discount on tickets wherever those exhibitions are being held. So super excited to see all this stuff back from D23. I love a good D23 film screening in the theater on the lot. It's super fun. And they always do like cool giveaways and there's always a gift. So
panel
gifts
intros,
are always
perhaps.
Fun.
Yes.
Yeah, it'll be fun. Yeah. Hopefully they have some of those little panels that they sometimes have over there from, for these anniversaries, which are nice. I apologize. Oh, yeah. My throat is so dry. I was telling Kat earlier that I'm suffering. Like I sound like Barry White on this podcast. No,
you need to set up the humidifier.
I do. We bought a humidifier. I've yet to set it up.
So. It's sitting right next to the bed, waiting for you. Al John, open me. Set me up.
We'll set it up.
Let me help you.
Yeah, let me help you.
Exactly. Okay, so to the main discussion, the main dish. It's what's cooking at Disney's Animal Kingdom Lodge. So there's some new flavors and dishes on the menu. So we're going to be talking about those. Okay, let's start. Want to start talking about the pool bar?
Okay, at the Maji Pool Bar. Hopefully I said that right. It's going to be refreshing the menu right now. It's underway, so go over there and check it out. They've got the shrimp bakuli, which means bowl in Swahili. Jumbo, everyone. This dish is inspired by open-air food markets in Zanzibar, also Chef Shahib Bhatti's home country, which I would like to interview Chef Shahib. That'd be amazing. They've got all kinds of seafood delicacies with the day's catch. The bakuli includes a chilled poached shrimp, pickled carrots, basmati rice with a flavorful soy ginger dressing, and beverly aioli. Everything there, by the way, I have to say that Animal Kingdom Lodge has some of my favorite restaurants on property.
Oh, yeah.
And
definitely.
Even if you feel that Adventurous is not in your wheelhouse, there is always something very, I mean, not only tasteful, but there's always something there that you could probably get your mind around. Like some of these new items, I think, in fact, they have some African roots, but they also have some sensibilities for, you know, for the American taste buds, if you will.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
Right? All right. Do you want me to hit this next one and I can pass it?
Sure.
So for plant-based dinners, they've also created
the diners.
It's late. We got a brand new offering. They've got the multi-grain tabbouleh. I can't read.
You're good.
Okay. So this vibrant salad is protein-rich grains, fresh herbs, and grilled vegetables. Or as my mom would say, rest in peace, vegetables.
Yes.
Very delicious. Okay.
Okay. So there is also two more offerings, and these are good for those who are less adventurous. One is a spicy pork nacho.
That's what I'm talking about.
It's topped with spiced pork, beans, herbed crema, and kachubagari. I think that's how it's pronounced. The spiced pork is a pork vindaloo. Is very tender and it has flavors of paprika, garlic, tomato, vinegar, and house made spice blend.
I like that that has a Portuguese flavor. Right? It's got like Portuguese influence in it, which I love Portugal. Not just Portugal the man, but also just the Portugal country.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Another available dish is the short rib grilled cheese. Now that sounds delicious. These short ribs are slow cooked with a house-made spice blend, tamarind, and red wine until tender. They're served on a buttery brioche bread that's been topped with the short rib, Gouda cheese, and pickled onions, and pressed to order. Yes, I will take at least one of those.
Yes, that sounds delicious.
Okay, Kat, over at the Mara.
Sure. At the Mara, available now, you can get the marinated sun-dried tomato and herb ricotta flatbread with sun-dried tomatoes, fresh herb ricotta, and tomato sauce, four cheese blend, and, of course, arugula. For those looking to walk on the wild side, oh boy, yes. Chirimula spiced shrimp bowl with grilled shrimp, pilau rice, kale slaw, tomato, cucumber, salad, and chirimula sour cream. Apparently, pilau rice is similar to rice pilaf. So there you go.
Looks great.
You can also get this with grilled chicken, which is lovely, instead of shrimp if you're not a shrimp fan. Or You can get it with South African vegetables. So that one has, it has a vegetable curried stew, which I know you're a big fan of the vegetable curry over at Sebastian's, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So maybe this is similar to that.
I'm down with it. Mm-hmm. It all looks good. You had me right. The rice pilaf. I mean,
the avocado tahini sauce sounds good.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yes. That takes the place of sour cream because this one's plant-based. So sounds good to me.
So let's see.
All right, Kristen.
Chico, the cooking place. They're going to have an oak grilled filet mignon, also a braised wild boar tenderloin. Mm. And for an appetizer, they have the sweet potato ground nut soup.
Ooh.
That's very interesting. It's a spiced ground nuts, finger lime, pickled red chilies, and sorrel. Sounds interesting. Mm. Ground nut, for those of you wanting to know, it's like a, it is a peanut or it's like
a peanut. It is a peanut.
It is a peanut. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
Interesting. Okay. You just think they would just call it peanut.
Yeah, but then that's not what the Africans call it.
No.
Interesting.
That's cool. I like it.
Huh. And it's because they're growing in the ground. That's why.
Yes. Yes.
I was wondering.
Well, thank you, George Washington Carver.
Yep. Peanut butter.
I love, you know what? We love peanut butter in this house. The kids love peanut butter. Thankfully, they're not allergic to peanut butter because we'd have a problem. Because we love peanut butter here in the house. Goodness.
Well, and Jack, that's like one of his main sources of protein because he's very difficult to get to eat meat.
Same. I eat way too much peanut butter.
You double up on the peanut butter cat?
Yes. Yeah. That's one of the things I always have in my desk drawer is the little like single serving of peanut butter. Always.
My favorite is the honey peanut butter.
Ooh.
Those are good.
I like total crunchy peanut butter.
Yeah. See, I don't like crunch.
Oh yeah.
Any kind. I don't care what it is, I'll eat it.
Gotta be
crunchy, smooth. But I don't really like it because it has the peanut in it and I don't like peanuts.
Even though I love
peanut butter.
Yeah. You might like this soup. They used to have a peanut soup at Boma that was delicious that they don't serve anymore.
So a twist on that.
Right? Hopefully.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and to celebrate the premiere of Avatar, The Way of the Water on December 16th, they're going to be introducing a signature cocktail here. This is going to be available at Boma Flavors of Africa, Sanaa, and Victoria Falls Lounge. This is a shimmering blend of African Star Rum, Bacardi Raspberry Rum, Bowles Blue Curacao, and lemonade garnished with a glowing lotus flower and mint. It looks very pretty.
Looks like something that would be in Avatar.
I wonder why.
I'm good.
You're good.
It doesn't sound as good as it looks.
It's very pretty, but it sounds like the Magical Star cocktail, which is disgusting. No offense to anyone who likes the Magical Star cocktail.
Never tried it.
It's gross.
I wasn't a big fan of it either.
It's just like sugar water, basically.
I want some flavor. I don't want just sugary. I want a flavor with it.
Well, there's a lot of sugar apparently in this. You've got the rum, the Bacardi rum, the curacao, the lemonade. I mean, it's all sugar.
Yep. It's all sugar. I will say that these Lotus Glow Cubes, outside of the Christmas Jingle Bell ones, the Glotus ones are my favorite ones. They're so pretty.
They're really pretty.
They're so gorgeous.
I got a drink once just because I wanted the Lotus
Glow Cube. Yeah. They used to have them.
Yes, I do.
Oh, good, good.
It's up here.
They used to have them on one. It was a drink at Tiffin's at Nomad Lounge that they had it. So I have a couple of them here.
Yeah. Well, we love Tiffin's.
Well, yes, exactly.
And Nomad Lounge. We love that. Yes. Thank you, Joe Rohde. Yes.
So what would you want to try?
Mm.
Of all these dishes.
That shrimp.
I have two that I would That are really kind of calling me.
Okay, go for it.
Okay, so the first one is going to be that short rib grilled cheese. Mm-hmm. And then the other one, I think, would have to be that sweet potato ground nut soup.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It looks right up your alley, Kristen. Yeah, because it reminds me of that butternut squash soup slash, you know, bisque. Looks nice and creamy.
Yes.
That's mine. I'm a soup girl. I love soup.
Me too. Yeah.
Is that for you? Okay. I think for me, I would choose one of those chicken bowl or the shrimp bowl, the Cholula spiced shrimp bowl. That looks really good.
Yeah.
The moment I saw that, I was like, oh, that's my jam. I like that. But I like the bowls anyway. They're just.
It's your jam, not your jelly.
Or peanut butter. It could be both, since we're talking about peanut butter. It's my butter.
One of everything.
Yes. Yes, please. That's great. Gosh. I'm glad that they regularly introduce new foods to those restaurants, because it doesn't feel like it's being stale at all.
Yeah.
You know, and the chefs get to explore some of their creativity, so they're not locked into a single menu. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's wonderful.
Thanks so much for listening. We hope you've enjoyed today's show. If you haven't already, make sure you like, subscribe, and hit the notification bell. If you enjoy what we do, please support the show. You can do that by becoming a sponsor on Anchor or shopping our links on Amazon, Disney Store, Kingdom Strollers, and Garden Grocer on diningatdisney.com. Al John, do you want to tell everyone where they can find us?
Sure thing. You can check out diningatdisney.com on all social media. We're there: Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. Mostly on Facebook, though, where we have a thriving community. If you've enjoyed this podcast, you can check out all of our other podcasts, too. Just like Kristen and I, we host The Disney List. We've been on somewhat of a vacation as of late, but we'll be back for another year-end show here coming up. We also host the Skull Rock Podcast, where myself and Dave Bosser talk all things pop culture, Disney films, and animation. We just wrapped up a huge, huge Andreas Deja month. Talking to Andreas Deja for like 4 weeks in a row. It's been insane.
And, did it feel like deja vu after a while?
Oh my gosh, Kristen. And then you can also check out Kat's show. Check out Kat and her podcast, Bite-Sized Morsels of Movies and Film and Eats and all kinds of stuff. It's called Eat the Picture. Subscribe today. You can also follow me at Aljon Go on Instagram. Kat?
You can find me on Instagram at catastrophe at CAT_ASTROPHE. Don't forget to join our Facebook group, Dining at Disney, and check out our friends, the Disney Dorks and the Sorcerer Radio Fun Zone. And don't forget, we said it at the top of the show, we're going to close out with it. All of your Disney, Universal, and cruise travel, contact Kristen at themeparksandcruises@gmail.com. Her services are free and she will send you on the best vacation of your life. Until next time, I have been Kat. That has been Kristen and Aljon. Bon appetit.
The information and opinions expressed in this podcast are for entertainment and informational purposes. All other trademarks mentioned are the property of their respective owners.